is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The head of Hamas has been killed. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv.
The Israel Defense Forces killed Hamas's top leader, Yahya Sinwar, and two others in a raid in southern Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said evil suffered a heavy blow, but the war is not over. Last month, the Justice Department charged Sinwar and other Hamas figures, saying they financed, directed, and oversaw a campaign to murder U.S. citizens.
Sinwar was the mastermind of the October 7th attack. Israel has been hunting him for more than a year. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the death of Sinwar may create some openings in the war between Israel and Hamas.
The United States will redouble our efforts to return the hostages home, to bring an end to this war, to alleviate the suffering of the Palestinian people.
Miller said Sinwar was the chief obstacle toward getting to a ceasefire. President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu upon hearing the news of Sinwar's death. Vice President Harris was campaigning in Milwaukee.
The leader of Hamas is dead, and justice has been served. And the United States, Israel, and the entire world are better off.
In the battleground state of North Carolina, early in-person voting has begun. Voters like this man in Asheville were undeterred by the devastation left by Hurricane Helene.
It's a civic duty to vote. We've got to start taking it more seriously than we have in the past.
All but a handful of 80 early voting sites in 25 western counties are open following Hurricane Helene. 56-year-old Robert Roberson is scheduled to be executed today in Texas for the death of his 2-year-old daughter in 2002. But Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson says this case is quite controversial.
Roberson's case is extraordinary because, in fact, he was convicted based upon something called shaken baby syndrome, which is now very controversial because the evidence today shows that what was presented at that trial may not have been valid evidence.
A bipartisan group of Texas state representatives has issued a subpoena to compel Roberson to testify before their committee in an effort to delay his execution. Well, even the lead detective in the case now says he believes Roberson is innocent. A new report finds a sharp drop in teen smoking.
The share of middle and high school students who say they are currently using tobacco products has fallen from 10% last year to just 8.1% of students this year. This now marks the lowest that rates of adolescents using tobacco products has been since the CDC and FDA first launched their annual survey back in 1999.
That's CBS's Alexander Tin. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The funeral for Maxwell Bayer, a Racine County firefighter who died in a motorcycle accident last week, will be held tomorrow. It's happening at Racine's Memorial Hall. A resolution to discourage migrant resettlement in Kenosha County was unanimously rejected by a county board committee this week. Supervisor John Morrissey criticized the current idea.
First off, we need to identify who you're talking about. Again, I think Supervisor Nordgren said you're probably talking about undocumented or illegal. It's not clear here.
The proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray sought to limit refugee and immigration relocation without proper planning. Those favoring a Racine County sales tax can look to Waukesha County, where a 0.5% sales tax has gained initial approval. A county board committee there pushed forward their plan yesterday. Racine County leaders are exploring a similar tax, which could generate significant revenue. The Democratic presidential candidate met with students at UW-Milwaukee today. Vice President Kamala Harris was also met with a couple of dozen pro-Palestinian protesters outside the Lubar Center. After the UWM visit, it's off to rallies in La Crosse and Green Bay. And this year's Christmas celebrations in Kenosha will be held across multiple parks. That includes Veterans Memorial, Navy Park, and Friendship Park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers getting ready for the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans Sunday at noon. Houston with a record of 5-1. I asked Jordan Love about the Texans' defense, ranked third in the NFL.
Definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, coverages, everything. I mean, in the back end is very good. Their DBs are good. Linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
College football, the Badgers on the road Saturday at Northwestern to play the Wildcats. Kickoff in Evanston at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks holding practice before flying to Dallas, where they'll play the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. The Bucks' Bobby Portis on how the team has responded during practice.
It's been fun, man. Just basically just this preseason. We've been practicing a lot more than we probably ever have, and we've been getting better as well. So I like our chances this year, man.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, a low close to 40 tonight. More sunshine tomorrow and warmer, a little breezy as well. High near 70. Slight shower chance tomorrow night. Weekend, mix of sun and clouds, 70s continue. Temps stay above average to start next week. Currently at 62 degrees.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, what a difference a century makes. Approximately 100 years ago, the average life expectancy in the U.S. was about 58 years. Less than half of U.S. homes had indoor plumbing. 100 years ago, a three-minute coast-to-coast telephone call cost about $20. The maximum speed limit in most cities was 20 miles per hour. 100 years ago, most births in the United States took place at home. 100 years ago, the average annual income was between $2,200 and $3,400. And about a century ago, radio was the main form of home entertainment. Television was still 3 years away from being demonstrated.
Surprise, I must save. Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Dick Graceffa.
Hey, Kurt. How are you this afternoon?
Doing well. Dick does high school sports for us, and we're smack dab in the middle of football season, Dick. And Friday night is coming up tomorrow night, and that means you're going to be busy.
Yeah, tomorrow night we wrap up our regular season, and we'll be in Kenosha at the Kenosha Indian Trail Academy to have Kenosha Indian Trail host Racine Park.
Now, one thing we do need to make note of before we talk about this matchup is that tomorrow night's broadcast is a little bit earlier.
Yes, it is. It will pregame will be at 5:30 with kickoff at 6 p.m. The District of Kenosha 3 years ago implemented a new starting time for boys football games on Friday night. They wanted to move it up and it got approved. So they start them at 6 o'clock instead of 7.
Well, tell us about the matchup.
Well, you got two teams that are hoping to finish their seasons with a win. They both come in with only one win in conference, and Park got their first win last Friday night, and Indian Trail had gotten theirs a little bit earlier, so should be a competitive game. Either one of them obviously qualified for the playoffs, but the good news for our listeners is we have plenty of high school football after this Friday night, because five of our eight teams are playoff eligible. So we'll wait and see, you know, how that all plays out, where they're playing, before we decide what game we'll be doing the following Friday.
Yeah, I guess I started this by saying we're smack dab in the middle of football season. I can't believe it's the last regular season game of the year.
Yep, their ninth, week nine is this Friday night, and it went fast. And I have to tell you, Kurt, that the weather was ideal for all 9 weeks.
Got lucky.
Because it's going to be nice again Friday. Yeah, so...
Now, I know you a little bit, and I know that you're hoping to go deep into this playoff schedule, just like the players are and the coaches.
Yes, you are correct, and we have a good opportunity of that happening, because we have two schools that look very strong in Racine Case and Racine St. Catharines. In fact, the Angels are undefeated, so... They're looking at if they can close out this week with another win, they're looking at they could possibly get a one seed, where Case is looking at they're probably going to finish in second place in the Southeast. They're looking at maybe a two or a three seed, which means they would get at least two home games as long as they're winning. So exciting times coming up.
Yeah, but first things first, just recap the details for tomorrow night for us, would you?
Okay, I sure will. So our pregame will be at 5:30 with kickoff at 6 p.m. sharp. Park will be visiting Kenosha Indian Trail in Kenosha.
All right, Dick will be on the call. Pregame 5:30 tomorrow night, kickoff 6 o'clock. Dick, always a pleasure.
Okay, Kurt, thank you.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant, for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie.
Presley on WRJN. It's going to be chilly tonight, a low of 43. Couple of nice days in store for us, though. Tomorrow, Friday, sunshine in 67. Saturday, up to 70. so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges have been filed in Manitowoc County against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Elijah was the 3-year-old boy who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline Labrie made the announcement at a news conference this afternoon. She says bail hearings will likely be held for Bauer and Vang tomorrow. Some unsolicited text messages about voting in Wisconsin are designed to confuse people, not help, so says Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I get very frustrated when these groups send out information and they don't get the facts right because it confuses voters.
You can find the facts at myvote.wi.gov. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A resolution to discourage migrant resettlement in Kenosha County was unanimously rejected by a county board committee this week. Supervisor John Morrissey criticized the current idea.
First off, we need to identify who you're talking about. Again, I think Supervisor Norgan said you're probably talking about undocumented or illegal. It's not clear here. There's a difference between refugees and immigrants and asylum seekers and all of that.
The proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray sought to limit refugee and immigration relocation without proper planning. Morrissey, with a background as a police chief and city administrator, suggested forming a task force as a more appropriate way of addressing the issue. The nursing program at Carthage College is set for a significant upgrade. They were recently approved for an over $1 million state grant to expand their lab facilities. The expansion comes in response to an almost 30% enrollment increase in the college's Bachelor of Science nursing program. The Democratic presidential candidate met with students at UW-Milwaukee today. Vice President Kamala Harris was also met with a couple of dozen pro-Palestinian protesters outside the Lubar Center. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, a low close to 40 tonight. More sunshine tomorrow and warmer, a little breezy as well. High near 70. Slight shower chance tomorrow night. Weekend, mix of sun and clouds, 70s continue. Temps stay above average to start next week. Currently at 62 degrees. WRJN.
Your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer. It will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door. But that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are. And not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Yeah. How much longer? No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong.
Liz Taylor on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. This is like something right out of a movie, but it really happened. A groom caught his wife-to-be cheating with his best man the night before his wedding. The groom did show up to the ceremony anyway, but when it came to say I do, he said I don't. The groom pointed out the cheating best man to the crowd and told those attending what happened. The couple weren't married, but the groom did go ahead with the reception anyway. I mean, why not? Everything was paid for, right?
Guitar humming, so hang on to me, girl. Our song keeps running. play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' rolls and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. And tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Happiness, whoa.
said it's to eat the simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving to me, Lord, you can see. You know what I mean.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Thing number one, Sweden has a museum devoted to disgusting foods. Thing number two, 80% of men lie about their height on dating apps. The third thing you did not know yesterday, a study found that rats became just as addicted to Oreos as they did to cocaine. And number four, the world's only solar-powered Ferris wheel is located at Pacific Park on the Santa Monica Pier in California. And that is four things you did not know yesterday.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. And I'll leave you with Simon and Garfunkel and Bridge Over Troubled Water on WRJN. Have a great night.
When you're weary, feeling small, are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't.
Oh, if you need local news and timeless hits. WRJN.